表白季活动火热进行中，即日起至5月31日，升级一年或者两年的开年会员，100%都会得到我们准备的精美礼品。活动期间还会抽出52名幸运同学，会员买一年送一年，买两年送两年。现在就关注开言英语公众号参与活动吧。嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 夏天快要到了，就预示着小龙虾的季节也来临了。
Hey guys, this is Adam, your resident expert on all things small lobster.
Small lobster related. 好，那小龙虾呢，首先它不是 small lobster.
It should be. In a perfect world, it would be, but Jenny's right, it's not small lobster.
对，但是Yeah, I agree. It kind of should be, because it looks like a smaller lobster.
Right, exactly.
好的，那小龙虾是我们中国人非常爱吃的东西啊。那继上一次那个珍珠奶茶我们爱喝的节目大受欢迎之后呢，我想 okay, let's tackle 小龙虾。
It's the next logical step.
Right, and also it's in season. 我觉得所有这种 seasonal food, it just builds so much excitement, because you can only get it, or it's the best, during a very limited amount of time.
You'll wake me up when mooncake season begins.
没有，还有 hairy crabs. Hey, 大闸蟹 later. 好，那我们今天还是要说说小龙虾啊。既然它不是 small lobster, 那小龙虾的英语是什么呢？
So here's where it gets a little funny and or confusing. Basically, I would call it a crayfish.
Oh, but...
But some people call it a crawfish.
Crawfish.
Crayfish.Crawfish, take your pick.
这里面对我来说还有一件 crazy 的事情，就是有 fish, 它又不是一个鱼。Oh my!
Right, because it looks like a bug.
Right. 但在英语里面所有这种贝壳类的虾呀，什么贝壳啊， they're all called
shellfish,、
mm-hmm. 都是会用到鱼 fish 这个词啊。Alright, 那我们还是看看 crayfish, crawfish,两种说法都可以是吗
Yes. Now, when I think about crawfish, I think about Louisiana. New Orleans or New Orleans.
Right. 新奥尔良州就美国南方因为我去过那儿然后我还在那儿吃过那里的小龙虾我当时就很震惊说啊原来美国人也吃小龙虾、
mm-hmm.
后来就发现其实小龙虾这个 crawfish 是 New Orleans 的一个特产
Right, exactly. So that might be because they have kind of a special accent there. It's called the Cajun accent.
对就可能是他们口音的关系、crayfish 到那里就变成了
crawfish. Yeah, because as we've talked about before, a lot of people from the southern part of America draw out their vowels.
是的
Make them long.
Okay, crawfish. 而且那个新奥尔良的小龙虾哦，它还是一个就是大的纪念品。你在机场啊，或者像 Bourbon Street 波本街，它有卖帽子，然后什么枕头、什么毯子、杯子上面都画了一个小龙虾。
Wow.
Yeah. So it's like our lost cousin in another continent.
That's funny.
同样很爱小龙虾。Okay, speaking of its names, not to get more confusing, but 以前我住在澳洲。这个东西在澳洲还有一个名字。
Oh, do tell.
Yabbies.
Yabbies.
Come on, it sounds so fun.
It sounds so Australian.
I know, right?
Wait, there's a sale on Yabbies. Yabbies are in season.
对它就是叫 Yabbies 啊
Yeah, that's great.
而且澳洲其实也产小龙虾嘛然后他们的小龙虾就叫 Yabbies、以前我们大家觉得可能小龙虾是比较脏的、现在 you know, we farm it and it's a lot cleaner.
Right.
讲它的脏 they kind of live in muddy waters.
Yeah.
So there's also another name for it called...
Mud bugs. Yeah, that's probably if it were my job to name all the animals, actually...A different Adam, it was his job to name all the animals. I probably would have said, hey, look at that bug in the mud. I'm going to call that a mud bug.
Mud 就是土泥土然后 bug 就是一个虫子
I would not have said yabby. I have a perfect name for that. Yabby.
哎，那其实英文里面说到这个虾真的很 confusing 就是除了我们今天 crayfish, crawfish 然后大龙虾 lobster 我们日常吃的那种虾不是叫 shrimp 然后还有个名字叫 prawn
yeah so we actually had to do a little bit of research before the show guys because Adam was not super... I just thought it was the difference between what American people said and what British people said.
对，因为在北美，虾更常用的词是 shrimp。
Shrimp。
然后在英国呢，更常用的是 prawn。
Prawns。
没想到 shrimp 和 prawn 是 they're two distinctly different animals.
Right.
They taste different.
They taste different.
They have different anatomies.、Mm. 生物学上来说，生物解剖学上来说也不一样，是吧？ Mm-hmm. 好，那我们不是虾的专家，不是 shellfish 专家，我们就不。到此为止接下来我们还是看看跟我们大家比较有关的事情就是吃小龙虾好说到吃小龙虾还有我们中国人做的非常好吃的小龙虾就有一个做法叫十三香、
mm-hmm.
嗯，你听到过吗
I might have yeah I might have so that has something to do with spices how many spices
13
spice wow
对，所以其实它就可以翻译成 13 spice、
mm.
crawfish or、
okay.
crayfish.
Okay, so be careful there, guys, that we would not actually say 13 spices.
Oh, why is that?
I don't know why. Just a convention that we have like 5 spice, for example.
Oh, 对，因为这里我们是把 5 spice, 13 spice 当成一个形容词。
Right, it's an adjective.
对，所以后面不用加复数的 s、mm-hmm. 啊。前面你说的 5 spice 就是我们中国的五香 5 spice powder.
Right.
五香粉。好那这个十三香小龙虾 any kind of 小龙虾就吃起来它还是比较 complicated 比较复杂以及比较 messy、
mm-hmm.
可能就手什么都会弄脏的一个过程、
mm, right
that's also where the fun is
it's part of the fun
yeah it's part of the fun 但很重要的就是 you know you gotta have the proper gear
the gear well the gear that comes to mind the mostproper or the most common is the lobster bib.
我们说的 gear 就是装备、mm-hmm. 然后 Adam 说的这个 bib、
mm-hmm.
I think of bibs as you know my kids when they were babies、
yeah.
他们是小婴儿的时候吃东西都会漏嘛然后脖子就要带一个 bib 围兜兜 So that's what a bib is.
It is, yeah. So babies can wear a bib or lobster eaters also wear bibs. In fact, like it's such a common、image in our culture to think of like a person at a restaurant wearing a lobster bib.
对就是在北美吃那个你出去吃海鲜像吃 lobster 你说的、mm. 或者还有就我们前面说 New Orleans 那种 Cajun 的 crayon cooking 什么一大桶海鲜 they call it like a broil、
mm.
seafood broil 那样、mm. 它都会给你一个 bib 然后还有 plastic gloves
right
对、
wow.
因为你要 you need to peel the shell
right
就是要剥那个壳、
mm.
啊所以这种壳就是我们前面说 shellfish 是什么就是 shell
right.
right 那你要剥的话呢这个动作就是
peel the shell
to peel
right
诶那我们吃香蕉的时候
peel a banana
哦也是 peel 是吧、mm-hmm. OK 好那把这个 shell after you've peeled the shell 要吃里面的肉我一直有一个疑问就是英语里面我们说什么鸡肉牛肉猪肉、
mm-hmm.
那个是 meat
all is meat
但我们讲到 seafood, 海鲜这个也用 meat 吗鱼的肉小龙虾的肉
It's meat.
也是 meat.
It's meat, but I mean, it's,、oh. you know, we have red meat, white meat,、
mm.
meat, seafood meat, yeah, it's not...
Seafood meat 好像不太常用 but you do see, 就是什么 crab meat.
Yeah, exactly.
蟹肉、
exactly.
国外有那种他给你剥好的或一个罐头什么 crab meat.
Yeah.
但我觉得如果你买鱼啊虾啊就不太常用说 oh, get the, you know, fish meat.
Right,
It's
right.
just fish.
It's just fish.
It's just fish.、
Mm-hmm.
但是虾的话其实你可以说 shrimp meat or crayfish meat 嘛。
Again, like you can say it,、
mm.
you have to, if you have to refer to only the meat and not the rest of it. Yeah, I mean...Yeah, you usually would just talk about, you know, you crack the shell or you peel the shell. You kind of just like suck the juice and hopefully there's some meat inside.
suck the juice, that's important.
Mm-hmm.
因为很鲜嘛那个鲜的味道都是在你要去吸它这个汁。
If you have to suck all those 13 spices in though, don't you get kind of, doesn't that hurt sometimes?
对就嘴很酸。 Hey, but that's also part of the fun, okay?、Mm. 但我觉得那虽然你是一个 vegetarian, 不吃肉不吃鱼但是如果你跟中国朋友出去吃小龙虾还是会很 fun 的 It's such a fun food 因为通常我们夏天出去就吃很多小龙虾然后会点冰啤酒、
mm-hmm. Well, that's what I was thinking Whenever my friends eat crayfish or crawfish I just get the beer
对然后就大家会很开心、
mm.
I don't know why, but eating crayfish just makes people really happy.、
Mm-hmm.
It brings people together.
Aw, and that's what we need more of in this world.
Yeah, so we should eat more crayfish.
Let's all get a yabbies. Holding hands and eating yabbies.
好的，我们今天的节目就到这里。不知道你喜不喜欢吃小龙虾哈？然后有哪些推荐的小龙虾餐厅？除了十三香以外，还有哪些做法是你喜欢的？大家都可以在今天的留言里跟我们分享。All right, guys, thank you for listening, and don't forget to stay tuned, 成为开言会员。因为我们的会员课程呢是更系统性的一个英语学习，分成不同的等级。不同的主题和兴趣不管你是工作中需要用英语还是你自己是有兴趣学英语或者你为出国旅游留学做准备我们都有非常贴近实际需求主题的课程大家可以下载开言英语的 APP 免费试用 OK, thank you for listening and we'll see you next time 再见
Bye guys